I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're entering into shopping season, and I wanted to talk about this because you brought up Black Friday. And we got off on a whole other thing about Curve TVs and Schultz's television expertise. But I wanted to circle back to the idea of Black Friday. I've never, ever bought anything on Black Friday because it was Black Friday.
Me neither.
Ever.
No.
Not one time.
It's just not my... I will not fight any of that. Now, it's a little easier if it's online now and you can order that stuff, but...
But I will take it a step further. I don't really ever shop for the best price. I hate this, and I have cost myself a lot of money over the years for this reason. But is anybody else as impatient as me when it when I want to buy something, it's by need. I am not a big shopper. I'm not a big consumer. If I need something, I just go buy it. And it's usually one thing. Or in this case, Amazon or whatever. And I will just, generally speaking, buy it for what it costs. I sometimes, if it's a big ticket item, you got to look around okay, what's the best deal here? But other than that, I don't shop around much, at all, ever.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
I am way too impatient.
I know people that are like that, but no, I won't. In fact, I'm kind of the opposite. I will see something, and I too am not a big consumer. And so mine isn't necessarily shopping for the best deal, but I ruminate, and it drives my family crazy. So if I see something that I want, I wait around 3 months to see if I still want it. And then if I want it after 3 months, then, and sometimes I will say it costs me money. So I'll see something on sale and I'll be like, oh, that's a good deal. And then I'll be like, do I really want that? Do I really need it? And I'm like, you know what? 2 months from now, and then the sale is over. And then there are times I'm like, yeah, I want it, but not at that price. I would have had it at the sales price. And my family would be like, why didn't you buy it? I'm like, I didn't know if I wanted it. I have to ruminate. I am not like you where I'm impatient. I will wait. And then if I want it, I'll be like, well, that sale will come around 6 months. And if I still want it 6 months from now, then I'll buy it. That's the way
I operate. Fascinating to me because I know right off the bat whether I want. It's not really even a want. It's like, I need that. I have to have. Well, it's not that I have to have. It's that I need that in my life. That's something that I use. I need a new one. My leaf blower.
Yeah.
My leaf blower, I need it
at
the house. I cannot operate without a leaf blower.
I need it.
Of course, I could.
Sure.
But I really like my S tight.
Yeah.
And it's not a big property, so it's super easy. Just a nice little battery-powered leaf blower. It's a piece of cake, and they're not that expensive. Well, mine crapped out, and it's thrown me for a tizzy. And I just bought one online. I didn't shop around much. I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good. It's got two batteries with it. Well, yeah.
Get that one.
What are you laughing at, Schultz? Are you, a leaf blower expert now?
I'm not a leaf blower expert, but you can spend more than 5 minutes on trying to find a price. I get
know.
It.
This is my problem.
You don't want to.
I don't. And I don't love this about me, but I don't care. I just want the damn leaf blower.
Have you ever cared? Is this something
I've always been like this. But I also don't buy a lot of stuff. It's just so in other words, I don't have this do I want that? Do I don't want that? No, I need that. I know I need to buy one, so I'm just going to do it. I don't ever if I have to debate if I want it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like that's not even I won't buy it. I don't need that.
All right, let me try.
I'll spend money all day on drinks and dinners and
sure.
certainly vacations.
Yes.
But in terms of the Amazons and all that, I just hit buy. Buy now. The greatest button ever. Buy now. Send it tomorrow. Hurry up.
No, I am the exact. We both are not big consumers, but we are the exact opposite in how we consume.
Yeah, let me try to splat in the middle here. So I like to buy nice stuff, but I want to find the deal. I am mad at myself if I don't find the best price.
Yeah, see, I know a lot of people are more like you.
I will wait a week or two, or I will spend that week or two trying
to
find it.
How long will you wait?
About 2 weeks. And if I see, we all know, hey, right around Black Friday or whatever Prime Day is now, in the middle of the summer, there are certain times of year where we can actually, get good deals. And TVs, if you didn't know this, it's not Black Friday that you can get the best deals. It's before the Super Bowl. So there you go. Everybody's trying to get their TV sold leading up to the big game.
TV expert.
Not Black Friday for TVs.
Maybe I should wait until the Super Bowl.
You're telling me they put TVs on sale pre-Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, I do know that.
And you already knew that. They're a smart guy.
I have heard that. But
everybody knows everything about TVs but me around.
I've never bought a TV on Black Friday. I've never bought a TV leading up to the Super Bowl. This is my working theory, and it's a little on what kind of you said. We don't need crap. We all buy unnecessary crap, and I hate having unnecessary crap. So I try to give the universe every excuse for me not to buy something, because very rarely do I actually need anything. I don't. I don't need more pants. I don't need another sweatshirt. I really don't need another TV.
But you buy them.
I buy them. But that's my thing. Is it and I'm also one of those things that if I buy something, I usually get rid of something. I usually will have to get clothing. If I buy a jacket, that usually means another jacket has to go. I don't like stockpiling crap. Otherwise, you just end up dead with a house full of crap that no one wants. And so it's just, I take time and concerts. I go to a lot of concerts and I have zero problem. I'll pay for whatever. That's my number one favorite thing I go do. And I will go to a concert and I will see a t-shirt and I'm like, oh, that's a cool t-shirt. I should buy that. And I'll pull one of these. You know what? I'll buy it after the show, knowing good and damn well that there's a good chance that t-shirt will be sold out. Therefore, I don't have to buy it when I leave, because I really don't need that shirt. It's just, I get caught up in the moment. I'm like, oh, it's a cool show. It's kind of a cool shirt. And then it'll sit in my drawer and I'll wear it two times. So I give the universe an opportunity for me to not buy that shirt.
See, I'm fascinated by Deal Guy, and that's Schultzy. And I think more people are like Schultzy than are like you and me, in that they are.
Yes.
It's almost more about getting a deal than it is about getting the item.
The BTJ is like this. She will pull the, I can't afford to not get it. It's such a good deal.
I remember one time my wife and I went and shopped for used patio furniture.
I remember the Great Rot patio furniture.
Well, we went up the street. There was a woman right up the street who was selling them outside her house. And I was so excited that I could just carry it down to our house if I bought it, that I just bought it. Well, that bitch, I remember her literally running across the street as I'm walking her patio table that I just bought from her down the street, yelling up to her neighbor, so excited about how she just sold that patio table for more than she bought it for. So I did no price check.
No.
I was like, and I didn't get gouged. To me, it was a good deal. Yeah. It's like, I'm just walking this right. The problem of patio furniture is now solved, and I didn't even have to get in my car. That is worth an extra $20 or whatever to me. This is how I think. And I heard this lady bragging to her neighbor. I'm like, my God, how pathetic is, not that she did that. Yeah. She got over on me.
Sure.
But just that. That made her so viscerally happy.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's like, wow, what a, kind of get a life, maybe?
Someone's saying, working in marketing, the three of you are a fascinating case study.
Well, I think I'm most interested in the deal, the guy who will endlessly hunt the deal. Like, for example, on OfferUp, you'll see I'm trying to think of what an example. Something small. There's a lot of really stupid stuff on OfferUp.
I'm floored by people that are trying to sell something for like $12.
Yes. And then you'll say, oh, I'll buy that for $5. And they're like, no. I remember I think it was like a outside bench or something. I offered this. It was cheap, but I was like, that'll work. Yeah. And I offered this guy like $10.
Sure.
He's like, whoa, no, man. I really got to get $13.50 out of this. I'm like...
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is that... Like, will he hold out and eventually get $13.50?
No. He's just an idiot. Yeah.
So what... Like, that mentality is absolutely fascinating.
See, and I am the... This is where I am... The exact opposite of that. Like this, I think we're in line. If I am getting rid of something and I have it listed for sale, realize you can probably offer me 75 cents and I'll be like, cool.
Totally.
It's fine.
I give away stuff for free.
The amount of times like I'll get rid of something and it does drive me. I'm like, you cheap son of a bitch. But I don't care. I've had someone show up to my house and I'll be selling like, you know, I'm like, oh, I got a chair. I need to get rid of it. And I list it so cheap anyways because I just want it gone. But if you put free, the people that
the
show
weirdest,
up, it's...
Yeah.
So
vultures.
It's bad. So I'll like, my son had a gaming chair. They didn't want it anymore. Yeah. So I listed it.
Yeah.
I listed it, I think, for like $15.
That's a steal.
Well, I said I looked on there and most people were selling it for like $40-$50. So I was like, $15, it'll go in like 2 seconds. So the guy's like, yeah, $15. And he shows up and he does this one. He's looking at it and he's doing it. Will. I'm like, no. Oh my God.
I only brought 10.
I'm like, here it comes. And the same thing, the guy's like, yeah, he pulled out a 10. That guy could have literally, and he probably felt like he got a, that guy could have been like, I have $2. And I would have been like, cool, dude, just get it the F out of my garage.
Well, that's a whole other
I just
mentality.
Want it. Gone.
Well, that's why I always give. I never sell anything because I don't want to deal with your stupid, cheap ass haggling.
Just
take it.
Take it.
Just take it and just show up when you're supposed to show up and take it off of my hands.
The worst experience of ever, and I don't mean this to be dark, but when my wife passed, I needed to just I couldn't have the furniture. I needed it just gone. Right. I didn't want to sleep in the bed. I wanted it gone. So I just was like free. I wanted it out of the house. I was like, we're going to buy new furniture. I just don't want everything I look at. And I sold my house. I didn't want to look and be like, that's the, you know, I just wanted it to start. It was nice bedroom stuff. And I would list it. And I same thing. I did free. This is where I learned don't list anything for free. People, what's wrong with it? Nothing. I just need it gone. Well, something's wrong.
Can you bring it to me?
Oh,
yes.
That one.
Can you deliver?
Get
I'm like,
the
it's
hell
free.
Out.
No, get over here.
And so I listed it for like, I started listing stuff for way cheap, but I actually listed it and it was so much easier than listing it for free. I thought naively that free would be what got it out the door. Wrong.
Nope.
You list something for free, dude, buckle up, because Cletus is showing up at your house.
They will ask.
Don't want that.
They will ask you, hey, can you give me gas money to come and pick it up?
Yeah, like, I've had that.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, you know.
So we all have very...
balling on a budget.
And I will say the cheapest and the most irrational thing I do, and I'll admit this, it gets me. I can be checking out. Like, let's say I'm buying $300 worth of stuff. I don't know what it is. I got $300 worth of my cart. And I'll look at it and I'll be like, $15 to ship it? What? I'm not paying $15. This should be, I have canceled orders merely because I'm offended by like a shipping and processing charge. I'm like, nah, I'm not.
Well, we're Amazon.
Yeah.
We're trained by Amazon. Yeah. Free shipping.
Yeah. I'll hit me with, wait, no free returns and I got to ship. And then they'll hit me with like the tax and I'll be like, nah, you know what? That $37, nope, bro, can't do it. I'm out.
I'm of the opinion that time is money. And time means more to me than money.
Yeah.
It just does. I'm not haggling with you. I'm not shipping something to you. Just effing take it.
Just go.
God. Anyway, the deal, like, I think I have one thing on OfferUp. And it's been sitting there for a year.
Yeah.
And some guy finally came. Okay. Full disclosure. This showed up at our house by accident.
Okay.
Okay. And it wasn't something that we could take to the... we didn't know... It was completely random. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know where it was supposed to go. And it was not something that... It was just going to stay with us.
Yeah.
$100. I put it on OfferUp. Okay?
Sure.
Dude, 8 months went by, nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody wants that thing. Because I looked up what it costs if you go to Home Depot to buy it or whatever. So I gave, it's like half off.
Sure.
Like, it's brand new, straight out of the box. Just got shipped to me. You can have it.
Yeah, take it.
$100. Some guy's like, I'll give you $50. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, cool.
Get over here.
Go.
I ghosted him. I totally forgot.
You couldn't do it?
No, I forgot that he... offered it. The one guy, after a year, though, I was going to get $50 free.
Terrible customer service.
Dude, bro. So bad. That guy had to have been so pissed. It's like, Jesus. And then I finally opened up the app the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I never checked this app.
Yeah.
Do you still want this? He's like, that ship sailed, buddy.
Suck it.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.